Last year, 58% of lambs that were mulesed in Australia received pain relief, but it still indicates a remaining 42% of lambs that were mulesed had none. The private research company that developed Trisulfan, Animal Ethics, says at a cost of 50 to 60 cents per dose, sheep producers nationally have spent over $4.5 million on pain relief last year. Managing Director of Animal Ethics, Alan Giffard, says it's positive to see the increased take-up of pain relief.
Well, in 2014, there was about 14.3 million lambs that were mules throughout Australia. And of that 14.3 million, a bit over 9 million were actually treated with the Trisulfan pain relief products.
Which state has taken up the pain relief most effectively?
Well, South Australia, according to the distribution of our product and the amount of lambs that were mulesed, have nearly 82% of their lambs being treated with pain relief, which is an exceptionally high level.
Victoria and Tasmania are even at 71% and New South Wales 65%. But the whole statistics are dragged down a bit by Western Australia and Queensland's use.
Well, that's right. In Western Australia, it's 55.5% uptake. And in Queensland, coming from a lower base, of course, they don't have that many lambs that are mulesed in Queensland anymore, or that many sheep, actually. But that's well down at a little bit over 16%. So in Queensland, there's a bit over 900,000 lambs that are actually mulesed in the 2014 year. Of that, we had treatment rates of about 148,000 lambs treated for the pain relief and mulesing.
Remind us how the Trisulfan works.
Well, Trisulfan is applied immediately after the procedure, and it works in four different ways. It first and foremost stops the pain. So as soon as it's applied to the mulesing wound, it stops the pain when it attaches to the nerve endings. It also stops the bleeding, which is critically important for young lambs in particular. It also stops the risk of infection, and there's been some excellent work done by Sydney University that shows that it improves the wound healing rates quite dramatically as well.
You're also working on a pre-analgesia. How close are we?
Well, pre-analgesia is always going to be the most difficult one, because when you're dealing with the treatment of lambs for pain relief, we have to get the application being as practical as possible. Hopefully we'll have something available within the next 12 months to 24 months.
We've heard of calls for leadership that pain relief should be mandatory, and they've come from the European textile makers and traders. What do you think of those calls?
Look, that's an industry decision. You know, we're the providers of the pain relief. We've put a lot of time and effort into developing this product. I don't think it's our position to make any call on that. I think that's up to industry, and that's up to individual wool growers themselves, which we can see by these high uptake levels in particular when you look at South Australia. People do want to do the right thing by their lambs, and I think what's happening at the moment is a good news story that needs to be told about what the wool industry is doing.